I first became involved with Iditarod with Ian Planchon turning to me and another guy and saying, hey, who wants to go on the Iditarod? The other guy's, no. And I was like, heck yeah. But it was kind of a joke on our personalities. But I originally was following the Iditarod growing up with my dad. He introduced it to me and never thought I'd end up out here, but having a good friend who was originally from Alaska, who lived in Des Moines for a while, he got me invited out because he needed someone to fill his spot because he's jumping on the Insider Snow Machine team. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's how I got involved. Yeah, I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because I love photography and landscape and outdoors and winter. So it kind of does all of that. And watching the teams come through is a ton of fun, and learning about dogs and what everyone does out here is amazing. You never stop learning. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was my first year out in 2016 and stopping at Cripple, which is a halfway checkpoint in the middle of Iditarod, and just the beautiful light we had. We had the first morning just fantastic light coming through the trees and getting to photograph dogs, and just a very quiet place. And then the next night we had amazing northern lights, and I just watched them, you know, from the entire sky moving, and just kind of you know, doing a ton of photos and then taking a minute to just lay down and watch it as well. As mm-hmm. feel small underneath that. Mm-hmm. What I know for sure in life is how much I appreciate my wife for letting me come out here. And she's awesome, and I know she misses me a lot. So miss her, and appreciate that she lets me come out.
That's good.